720 WGN, once again, it's time for Weather on the Ooze with Channel 9's Bill Snyder. Good evening, Bill. How are you?
Good evening, John. How are you? Good to talk to you, my friend.
Good to talk to you. Thinking about you the other day when my area where I live
took the full brunt Did
you? Of lake effect snow.
And oh, boy, I bet.
When that hits,
wow,
it is really something.
Yeah.
Because it arrives so quickly.
It does.
And then it goes away.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I mean, it's amazing. And, you know, lake effect snow, we talk about it all the time. It's just so difficult to forecast because it literally lines up in a narrow band that may be only about 5 to 10 miles wide. So if you're on either side of that band where it's snowing, you're saying, what's all the fuss here? The sun might be out in your area. So it's just amazing. And, but wow, John, yeah, we had some really impressive totals out of that system the other day. And, you know, not totally, unexpected just because of the magnitude of the setup that was in place. You know, we had a little meso low, a compact little low pressure system that developed over on the side of Lake Michigan, and that coupled with the winds that were blowing in off of a broad scale Arctic outbreak that came down here, it laid the groundwork for the perfect setup. You know, we typically talk about the what's required to get lake effect snow, and you know, when you get a temperature variation between the surface of the lake and say a mile above the lake of at least 20 degrees, that's usually an indication where you're going to likely see some precipitation, whether it be rain. Sometimes you get lake effect rain, but in this case it was lake effect snow. We had a temperature variation, John, of 35 degrees between the temperature above us and the mean surface temperature of the lake. So, you know what? That was a very, a rather explosive situation given the meteorological setup. And, not surprising that we saw some of these really high totals, including 12.3 inches in Cedar Lake, Indiana. We had 10 inches in Lowell, 10 inches Winthrop Harbor. Even in Moments, which is in Kankakee County, this just shows you the scope of how the northerly fetch of winds laid out. Moments had a foot of snow, John, which is crazy because I've been doing this a long time and I'm not, lake effect snow is, they're not immune to it in Kankakee County, but to see totals that high, that far south, it's pretty extraordinary.
Well, what is typical snow this time of year?
You know what? It's interesting. So, in contrast, John, to what fell at these, some of these extreme locations, we only had 2.5 inches at Midway and we had 1.7 inches at O'Hare. So what a difference, again, a few miles makes. And, by this point in the season, we'd only typically have about 0.5 inch of snow, John. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
So, I mean, just the official number of 1.7 at O'Hare is 340% of what's normal by now. So we're off to a snowier start. The last time we had more snow by now, or at this, at least at this early juncture in the season, was back in 2019 when we had about, just under 5 inches in 2019. And that also, includes what was, I think we had about 3 to 3.5 inches of snow on Halloween that year too. So that we got off to a snowy start that season. But, so it's been about 6 years since we've had, this much snow by now. But that's a distant memory now, which is good.
Northern Lights.
Yeah.
What a show that was.
Oh, my goodness.
Or is, rather. My God.
Did you see him, John?
No, I didn't, and I'm so ticked off. I did not see it. I saw Lisa Dent took some pictures that were absolutely spectacular.
Oh, her pictures were extraordinary. Yeah. It's amazing, these Northern Lights, John, we knew that they were developing this. The Space Center was issuing these geomagnetic watches that they issue. And so, this Northern Lights are caused by the sun releasing charged particles that travel to Earth. And when they're funneled by the planet's magnetic field toward the poles, these particles, then collide with gases in the upper atmosphere, like, oxygen and nitrogen, exciting them and causing them to release energy as visible light. So the collision and subsequent light show is known as Aurora Borealis. And what's interesting too, John, is you may have noticed from some of the pictures, we had varying colors, with the lights.
Oh, yeah.
So you had some green, you had some red, you had some purple. Well, the color of the aurora depends on which gas is being hit and at what altitude. Mm-hmm. So The green and red is caused by oxygen atoms, you know, cause green light at lower altitudes and red light at higher altitudes. The blues and purples occur when nitrogen atoms can create blue and purple light. So it's really fascinating. And, you know, we don't get that kind of a show. And I mean, what's interesting too, John, is not only was it visible here, and it's, you know, it's pretty unusual to get a show of that magnitude this far south, but it occurred even farther south than here. We were seeing reports and pictures from down in Arkansas, down in Texas. So that's extraordinary to get, you know, the Northern Lights to occur that far south. Pretty cool.
What causes that? What caused it to be so, to cover such a wide area?
Well, you know what, John? We had several what we call solar wind and coronal mass ejections. That's what we call CME. And the sun constantly emits a stream of charged particles called solar wind. Sometimes it also releases large clouds of plasma in a phenomenon called a coronal mass ejection. So we had several of those episodes, and you know, they were strong enough to send this, you know, the lights to go that far south. So pretty cool.
Wow. Very cool.
Yeah.
What about the temperature turnaround from earlier this week?
Yeah, isn't that, it's amazing. So, you know, it is. We had, you know, in conjunction with the lake effect snow on Monday, we only had a high of 36 degrees on Monday, which is really chilly for this, you know, this point in the season. That, you know, normally don't see highs of that magnitude until we get into December, but, we've bounced back quickly, John, and we had a high in the mid-50s yesterday and the mid-50s today, so that's about a 20-degree increase. And interestingly, if you look at the month as a whole so far, it's been a lot of ups and downs. We had some mild weather at the very beginning, then we had that stretch of cold, you know, Sunday and Monday. And so the average temperature for the month right now is about 44.5 degrees, which is around a half a degree below normal. But what's interesting, John, is we're running about 9 degrees colder than November a year ago at this point. The month was 53.4 a year ago, but, you know, at this point in the month. So, yeah, we're running a little bit behind when you look at a year to year comparison. But, boy, we got some gorgeous weather coming the next couple of days. And, you know, interestingly, we bumped our temperature up for tomorrow. We were forecasting a high of around 60 or 61. We've bumped it up to 64 now, John. It may even get some areas southwest of the city and, you know, your typical warmer locations, you know, such as LaSalle County and Kankakee County. I wouldn't be surprised if some of those areas even get into the upper 60s tomorrow. So what a turnaround from in just a few days.
Yeah, that is just, it is astounding.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's the weather.
You know, it really is. And this,
that's,
you know,
the weather.
I'll tell you something, John. You know, large swings in our weather are not uncommon this time of the year. You know, we see that, yeah. You know, you get the clashes of the seasons that are battling it out. You got what's, you know, it's the residual warmth of what's left of summer down south that's, you know, still can feed some of that warmth up here at times, given the right meteorological setup and the jet stream parameters. But you also have got that growing vast reservoir of cold air that's developing up in Canada, and you know, it wants to seep southward. And so that's what's going on here. We're getting, you know, kind of battling it out still. But, you know, we're not totally done with mild weather yet, even though, you know, the cold temperatures, as we saw earlier this week, will certainly be more frequent visitors in the weeks ahead.
So what do you think about the weekend ahead and the weeks ahead as far as the forecast is concerned?
Well, John, so tonight we've got partly cloudy skies now, but actually skies will clear overnight. Won't be quite as chilly as we have been in some recent nights. So tonight, instead of dropping down to the low to mid-30s as we were this morning, we'll see temperatures only dip to around 41 tomorrow morning, and abundant sunshine, and we're looking at temperatures warming all the way into the mid-60s tomorrow. It looks, by all indications, John, tomorrow will be our warmest November 14th in 3.5 decades. How about that? Got to go all the way back to 1990 to see a November 14th as warm or warmer than what we're forecasting for tomorrow. Tomorrow night, John, because we're going to have some clouds increase and a better developed southerly wind, that's going to transport some moisture up here. Not going to rain, but that will bring the dew points higher, and that keeps your temperatures warmer at night. So we will not see temperatures drop below 50 degrees degrees tomorrow night, which is warmer than what the normal high is this time of year. So if you're heading out and about, you know, tomorrow night, expect a very mild night, by November standards. And we'll go from there to the mid 60s again on Saturday, maybe even upper 60s. And wouldn't be surprised if some areas even touch 70. But there is going to be a cold front that passes through probably around midday on Saturday. The cool air won't feel it right away. It won't trickle in here till later in the day and Saturday night. But, again, mid 60s, maybe a few sprinkles as that front passes through, but, not a big deal. Not expecting any kind of, you know, widespread rainfall. And then we're looking at cooler conditions to close out the weekend. We'll expect mostly sunny skies on Sunday, but instead of the mid 60s that we're going to enjoy tomorrow and Saturday, highs on Sunday will struggle to reach 50 degrees, and we'll kind of hover in that upper 40s to low 50s temperature regime as we move into next week. So nothing as extreme as the cold that we've had, but far more typical weather, and we'll be visited by a couple of weather systems that may bring us some rainfall. The first one Monday night into Tuesday morning, and then the next one that could be in here, you know, Wednesday night into Thursday. So not a bad, you know, bad thing, because we're still in drought over parts of our area. So at this point, the moisture is still a good thing.
Well, that was very detailed and highly informative, as usual.
Yes, I enjoy our chats every week, John.
Me too, Will. Yep. Thanks very much for being with us, and look forward to next week.
Likewise, my friend. You have a great weekend.
You too. Bill Snyder knows it's weather, no question about that.